Hey, baby, this is Ro. Welcome to the back of the class. And if you made it to this far, turn up the volume because you're not going to want to miss this. This is episode 76, Law 45. Preach the need for change, but never perform too much at once. So, chapter pretty much talks about everyone understands there's a need for change in the abstract, right? So they understand it's good in theory, right? But it's good in theory and idea, but not having physical or concrete existence. It's just good to think about. Yeah, we know it needs to change, but, you know, we'll get there eventually. Right? So, read the chapter. It definitely tells you too much innovation. And I don't know if y'all seen this in real life, but too much innovation is traumatic. It offsets everybody. Why we gotta do this? Why we gotta do that? I like it the old way. And what happens is it leads to a revolt. People tend to push against. They don't like it. They don't want it. They're set in their ways. We all are creatures of habits, and we prefer to do things the way we're used to because the way we used to doing it, we made it easy for us to do, right? So if you're in a new position of power or you're in the outside trying to build a power base, right? Make a show of respecting the old ways of doing things. And if you need to make a change and it's necessary, make it feel like a gentle improvement on the past. So if we used to make cheeseburgers and we flipped it 6 times and we come to realize we only need to flip it twice, you know, go from 6 to 5, let it cook a little bit longer, show them how, then 5 to 4, and then show them how it makes, you know, hey, does it taste better? Is it still good? Work your way down to only flipping it twice, and maybe they'll go, oh, wow, yo, this is a lot better. This is a great improvement. We ain't talked about the cheese, lettuce, and tomatoes and pickles yet, but a slow transition into something new. Making up the bed, tying your shoes, butter over margarine, Coke over Pepsi. There's so many different things that people are accustomed to, and they're willing to debate which is better, which way is going about it better, which tactic is better. And you very well can be right. You can have it pinpoint accuracy, know exactly what you're doing. But if you walk into a room or a situation where everybody was used to doing it a certain way, and you just say, tear out the old way, we're doing it the new way, and I don't want no ifs, ands, or buts about it, you're going to get more resistance. You're going to get so much pushback. And you can be right. And you'll be like, well, why are y'all so upset? What I'm showing y'all is right. And I can show y'all it's better. And I can keep showing you it's better repetitively. But because we are creatures of habit, our habits have made it so that the things we do, we made it easier to do it. Hence the reason why it became a habit. If you're not used to doing something, you got to relearn it. There's this whole getting used to it phase, dialing it in, perfecting it, keep practicing it, keep getting better until it becomes muscle memory, and then you got it. Not everybody wants change. Not everybody's willing to want to do extra work. Adapting is good in application. It sounds great, but not everybody wants to do it. And it's not until you're used to adapting and used to doing things a certain way, you don't have a comfort zone. You just know, all right, this is good for now, but I know I'm going to find something better. And then you keep moving and grooving and figuring it out. Versus a person who's done something for 20 years the same way for 20 years. And then you tell them, hey, you know, there's a better way of doing things. You actually do it like this and it takes half the time. They're going to fight against it. Oh, I know this way. This way works. I don't mind putting in the time. But we all know time is precious and efficiency is required. So although, yes, the way you've been doing things works for you, we can do twice as much with more efficiency. So we need you to adapt. We need you to get on board. And unfortunately, you're going to get pushed back and everybody might not like it or agree with it. But that's just what comes with it. So you got to find a way of massaging it in, right? Put the medicine in the candy. Allow them to slowly increment those steps into getting where you wanted to go without making it feel like pressure. It should feel like, oh, we're going to improve this little piece here. Let's see how it works. Oh, wow, this is really good. Give everybody praise. Give everybody a clap, pat on the back. Appreciate their work. They are definitely making a change, and you know where you're going with it. Too much at one time is too much, and it's too confusing. Sometimes you got to fix the little things before you can address the big things. But once they know, those little things add up into a big thing, And at that point, you won't have a problem. It just becomes easier to manage, easier to get accomplished, to accomplish the task and reach the goal that you want. And it's not that you can't go wrong, but it's hard to fumble it when you're taking every precaution to make sure every implementation improves the past step and it makes things easier to do. And then, of course, naturally, the people around you just feel more appreciated. They feel like they accomplished something. And a lot of times that pat on the back, that thank you, that appreciate you, it goes a long way. Never miss an opportunity to thank somebody for what they've done. Show appreciation, be humble, and see if the response you get isn't what you want. See if it's not motivation to get them to feel good about what they're doing and be willing for the change. And then when they start to notice and they feel good about themselves, they're more than happy to get on board and do it. Like, oh yeah, I can do that. Oh yes, wow, and they noticed it. If you do the same thing for 20 years, now it's expected. I don't look for you to, you don't get the pat on the back for doing the same thing for 20 years. Showing growth, showing the ability to adapt, being able to overcome obstacles and show improvement goes a long way. You had a car and it was a four cylinder and you stepped up to a six cylinder. Everybody's like, oh, you got a faster car and you like the way it moves and you didn't have to get the eight cylinder. But then you might go from the six to the eight just because, you know, you see a little, drive a little more aggressively. The where you're at allows you to go faster, or you might need to get out of situations a little bit quicker. Car works a little bit more aggressively. And you've learned to work with things that is a little bit more powerful. Why not? And if you went from a four cylinder to an eight cylinder, you might think it's too much. But because you did it in gradual steps, you was able to knock it out. And you did it with ease. And it's like that with anything. Math, you learn addition. Then you learn multiplication. Multiplication is more an advanced level of addition. Still adding. Still taking numbers and you're going upward. There's nothing wrong with it. But if I taught you multiplication before you learned addition, you might have had a hard time figuring it out. But I gave you a foundation and we worked our way up. And then the more you learned multiplication, you understood how addition plays a factor in it. You learn a little bit at a time, you get better. This way, I don't want you to feel stumped. I don't want you to feel like it's too much. I don't want you to feel overwhelmed. You just take it a little bit at a time and see how that doesn't benefit you. All factors of life. I find this chapter to be very informative. I find that a lot of these laws I feel are universal because it applies to so many different things. But of course, let me know what you think. Reach out in the comment section. I really like to hear what you guys got to think. We're at law 45, it's 48, so I got three more left before we move on to the next one. But yeah, guys, check this book out. Let me know what you think. I really want you guys to dig into this one. There's a lot more insight that you can bring to it. I'm only touching it from one angle, 360 degrees in a circle. So we can always come back around to where I started. But I like to hear what you guys think, what y'all feel, and where y'all think this is more applicable in. So you made it this far on the podcast. I thank you. I appreciate you. Rev Locker still up and running. Want you guys to check it out. Buy something from a friend, family, yourself. Give it up as a gift. I thank you guys. And I'll holler. Peace.